Yes.
A question for Dr. Kurzweil. Given some of the predictions you've made in some of your better-known books, how do they sit with some of the challenges which seem more, a continuation of the 20th century? You've obviously written about things which are really very different from the 20th century.
Well, could you repeat the question, please?
How does it tie in with the...
How are the kind of predictions I've made in some of my writings, like the singularities near, tie in with this report? And I'd say we had a very progressive panel. Aside from myself, we had the distinguished people you see here, and we had also Dean Kamen and Larry Page and Craig Venter. And this report is very consistent with my view of progression. It's my view that only technology has the scale to address the pressing problems we have. And a key thing happens when an industry or technology goes from a pre-information era to a post-information era. And one exciting industry that's doing that right now very clearly is health and medicine. Health and medicine, up until a few years ago, was not an information technology. It was hit or miss. We'd find something. Oh, here's something that lowers blood pressure. Well, this seems to work. We don't really have a theory of operation. And invariably, these tools, drugs and other interventions, had lots of side effects. And almost all the drugs on the market were done that way. It's called drug discovery. But 4 years ago, we collected the genome, the software of life. And we've been making exponential gains in understanding it, reverse engineering it. We have the tools to reprogram that software, not just in a baby, but in a... I mean, I'm much more interested in designer baby boomers than designer babies. We can turn off genes with RNA interference, and there are 1,000 drugs in the development pipeline to turn off genes that cause disease or turn off the fat insulin receptor gene. When that was tried in animals, these animals ate a lot and remained slim. To add new genes using new forms of gene therapy, turn on and off enzymes, simulate biological processes. The interesting thing is that once this area of science and technology and this industry becomes an information technology, it's subject to what I call the law of accelerating returns, which is a doubling in power every year. You can see that in computers. When I was at MIT, we all shared one computer. It cost $11 million. This computer is 1,000,000 times smaller, 1,000,000 times cheaper, 1,000 times more powerful. That's a billion-fold increase in price performance. We'll make another billion-fold improvement in price performance in the next 25 years. And it's not just computerized devices. The same thing happened with the Genome Project. When that was announced in 1990, that was not a mainstream project. That was a renegade project. Mainstream skeptics said, there's no way you're going to do this. We just had our best PhD students, our most advanced equipment, and around the world you collected 1/10,000th of the genome. And halfway through the project, the skeptics were still going strong, saying, I told you this wasn't going to work. Here you are 7.5 years into this 15-year project, and you finished 1% of the project. But that's actually right on schedule for an exponential progression. Double 1% 7 more times, you get 100%. The amount of genetic data we've sequenced has literally, precisely, doubled every year. The cost has come down by half every year. It was $10 in 1990 per base pair. It's a small fraction of a penny today. And this has continued past the end of the Genome Project. So health and medicine has now become an information technology, which means it'll be 1,000 times more capable in 10 years, 1,000,000 times more capable in 20 years. Energy is going to become an information technology once we move from fossil fuels, which is clearly not an information technology, to these new nano-engineered materials, which do incorporate information technology. And the report in many different areas, there's a section on virtual reality, which I was involved in, reverse engineering the brain, which is one important source of the algorithms and methods of intelligence. It will also give us new insight into ourselves and also to fixing the brain. Development of artificial intelligence, I mean, all that's in the report. Moving to new energy sources, based on these exponential progressions, health and medicine, developing a rapid response system for new biological viruses. We could, for example, sequence a virus. We can do that now in a day or two. And that's another example of acceleration. It took 5 years to sequence HIV. We sequenced SARS in 31 days. We can sequence a virus now in 1 or 2 days. And we could very quickly create an RNA interference-based medication or a new vaccine technology that works on the antigens of the surface of a virus and very quickly develop a response to a new biological virus, analogous to how quickly we develop a response to software viruses. And that's also in the plan. So I think this is a very progressive plan. I think it's consistent with my view that technology, particularly when we can understand the information processes, is exponential and not linear. And that makes a huge difference in perspective. And that is reflected in this report. So I'm very excited about this report. It really provides a blueprint or a vision for how technology can address the biggest problems we face in society.